We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, V, Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 60-year-old Darren Birmingham of London, England. Now, Daryl is a local police officer there. He's been married for decades. However, he's been having an affair with Sharon Murphy for the last 10 years. Now, they met back in 2009 at a crack house bust in South London.
Exciting and new.
Nothing says your relationship's going to last forever quite like meeting at a crack house bust. Anyway, they developed a relationship, and that evolved into a 10-year booty call. But Sharon knew Darren was married, but they spent the decade making the beast with two backs until their most recent hookup at a local hotel. As Sharon says, quote, "That was that. All I could see was him on top of me naked." Now, that in and among itself wasn't the issue. The problem was that Darren, he was on top of her naked, calling out Karen, which these days is an insult to any woman named Karen. But Darren did not call Sharon Karen because she was some self-entitled ingrate who puts raisins in her chicken salad. No, he called Sharon Karen. Karen is Darren's wife's name.
Oh.
And it wasn't that he blurted out his wife's name once. He did it several times through the process of them having sex. So Darren is married to Karen, but he's been having side action with Sharon. But when Darren was with Sharon, he called out Karen.
And now that this story is mainstream, I'm sure that Karen has found out about Sharon.
Oh, Karen has definitely found out about Sharon.
Did Sharon know that he was married?
Sharon knew that Darren was married to Karen.
Then would you be that upset?
Well, that they're calling out someone else's
name?
Wrong
name, yeah.
But generally, you're really pissed about that, as it's like you're with me. But it's like, sure, you know he still has sex with this other person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his name's Darren.
Mm-hmm. It's Darren.
Right? In Darren's defense, I feel like this is an okay mistake. Not saying you should be cheating on your wife, but if...
If you do cheat on your wife...
The side piece is upset because he said his wife's name?
Yeah.
I'm just offending everybody, Mike. You know what? Eat their wings.
Yeah.
Say her name.
That should be a t-shirt. Oh, eat your wings and say my name, mama. Right. Daddy's home.
Right? Next time he should have just yelled Darren.
I know. It all rhymes.
Killing it, Darren.
Mm-hmm. With Sharon and Karen. All right, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola. Hi, Rob, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastilastic. As always, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
I'm going to go with interior decorating.
Interior decorating.
Hit it.
Yeah. Come on now.
Go ahead, kids.
Put a little man in your butt. Put a tin can.
All right, here is your story. Deputies in Marion County say that a Florida man stuffed something into his buttocks and into his rectum in an attempt to hide it from deputies after he was arrested. Early on Saturday morning, when Patreon Stokes, he was pulled over on the highway for speeding. In the front passenger seat of the car was a seven-month-old child. The deputy who pulled Stokes over said that he smelled marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. And after searching the vehicle, deputies found 197 grams of methamphetamine, rock cocaine, and 4 grams of heroin. Plus, a scale was also found in the car. Stokes also had a small amount of marijuana and a large amount of money on his person. Now, he was charged with trafficking methamphetamine, trafficking heroin, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, and on it goes. But officials say that when they arrived at the jail, something Stokes had on him appeared to be missing. They say detention deputies then noticed something quite unusual. Deputies observed things falling from Stokes' buttocks area.
Uh-oh.
And I assume by buttocks area, they mean his ass. Now, after a necessary, this is their quote, after a necessary but undesirable process for everyone involved, detention deputies located the thing that Stokes had hidden in his rectum. So now he was additionally charged with smuggling contraband into a detention facility. Now, the question is, what did Stokes stuff up the old keister to try to hide it from the cops? Was it $1,000 in cash, a crack pipe, meth, or marijuana? You got $1,000, a crack pipe, meth, or marijuana. One of those things he inserted into his rectum.
I mean, meth, I think, is the obvious answer here.
Yeah, that's where I like to hide my meth.
I don't even
use meth. I just like it in my rectum.
I'll say this, Rob. Unless he got change, I don't see the money falling out like that.
Yeah. Yeah, money don't do you a lot of good on the inside, right?
No. Wait, well, I mean, you get to keep your money.
Tell me again, he's trying to smuggle it in or he's going through booking?
He's already gone through booking. He tried to smuggle it in, but the thing is, when it started falling from his butt, they were like, come on, man. So then they did the cavity search, and sure enough, there was more to be found.
Hmm. Maybe I will stick with cash. It seems ridiculous, Rob. I'm going to make that my final answer.
Cash,
I don't know why.
Three small bags of methamphetamine, something that's falling out, right?
You know what? For some reason, I think it's going to be weed.
Like,
it's hard to, like, move cash on your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you just have it taped to your body, like, it's tough. I can't imagine hiding a G up there.
His G spot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going weed.
You're going weed, Ted? Okay.
I'm sticking with methamphetamine.
Rob, final answer.
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if this guy had $1,000 in cash, a crack pipe, meth, or marijuana up the keister next.
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile, that subject is in interior decorating. That's Florida man. Got pulled over. He had his kid in the car with him, too. Bunch of drugs in there. But either way, when he got arrested, he tried to hide something in his backside. And when he was admitted to jail, well, through the processing, they noticed that something was dropping out of him. Question is, what was dropping out of him? $1,000 in cash, crack pipe, meth, or marijuana?
And that's the question that we posed to you, Rob, and you guessed meth. I'm sorry to say he did not have meth in his rectum. Ted, you guessed weed.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Dang it.
He did not have weed in his rectum. Miles, you went with cash, $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah!
Won.
Yeah!
$1,000 in his butt.
Right. That'll need to be laundered, but yes.
What denomination?
Man, I'm hoping 100s, but...
It's gotta be.
Tightly rolled.
Even 20s, man, that's...
That's you know. What? 10 times 50 of them.
Right. Or maybe it was ones.
Five.
One wow. at a time.
You know what the you know what they say. Yeah. About 8 inches.
You should have just stuffed a raccoon in
if
there.
If I was right. in jail, though, I'd spend his butt money.
Oh, I'd take his butt money in a heartbeat.
Can you break 100? No, I can't break. I can't break that, buddy. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, whatever.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You know, Mike, I like that song. Yeah, keep it going. All right, tonight you're going to have Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Conan O'Brien... Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these late night hosts have a team of professional writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Kim Kardashian is hitting back at tabloids that claim she is torn over ending her marriage to Kanye West. Following their emotional crisis talks at the ranch in Wyoming. And now offering a new fragrance from Kim Kardashian called Torn.
Seth Meyers.
I was going to say Seth too, but I really hope it's you, Ted.
Ted Smith!
All right!
It just seems like something they would do.
Why not?
I think it's all a marketing scheme.
Every bottle has one of Kim's tears.
It's like caviar. $100 for a 1 ounce tear.
The difference is Kanye
actually,
cries more.
Actually, a 1 ounce tear would be a massive tear.
Yeah. Kanye cries a lot more than Kim, so I think it'd be Kanye. You got some Yeezy tears.
Yeah.
You got some Yeezy tears in my bottle of Torn.
Which probably is like Jesus tears.
The CEO of Planet Fitness, in an interview, said that gyms should be part of the solution to the coronavirus pandemic. Sure. You want to help? Lock the front door.
Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Smith.
That was Seth Meyers.
The CEO of Planet Fitness said in an interview, the gym should be part of the solution to the coronavirus pandemic. Sure, you want to help? Lock the front door.
During an interview with ABC News, Dr. Fauci mentioned a new safety measure to protect against the coronavirus, basically wearing goggles or an eye shield. We're 1 week away from Dr. Fauci telling everybody to walk around in a beekeeper suit.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, that's Jimmy Fallon.
During an interview with ABC News, Dr. Fauci mentioned a new safety measure to defend against the coronavirus.
If you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it.
We're 1 week away from Dr. Fauci telling everyone to walk around in a beekeeper suit. Am I right?
Here's the bottom line. Right? You want to be safe? Just dress up like you're riding a motorcycle. Right?
I
mean,
cool.
Like the face shields I've been wearing, that's basically who used them all before was, you know.
Sure.
News out of India. A rare black leopard was spotted drinking from a pond and stalking its prey. He has now been captured and hopes to return him to Oakland to see his cousin.
Ted Smith.
Oh, the Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's me.
You talking about the Black Panther being a relative of the Black Leopard?
Yes, yes. That's the joke. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I am King T'Challa's brother.
Today was National Avocado Day, though it might as well be National Avocado Year, because 2020 cost us way more than we expected and went bad really, really quickly.
Miles just pulled up a picture of that black leopard.
I want to show him,
cool
I want to show
looking.
Him earlier. We were talking about the thing. Like, did you see the picture of that thing? Oh, my God.
Focus, man.
Sorry.
I already said the joke.
I know.
I just wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Much cooler looking than a black panther.
You can tell he's a cousin from Oakland.
It was
today was National Avocado Day, though it might as well be National Avocado Year because 2020 cost us way more than we expected. It went bad really, really quickly.
Legit, though. I think panthers and leopards are all in the same family.
They're all in the cat family.
Yeah.
I don't know how closely they are related.
Yeah, they are that, sure.
Well, I don't know. I did about 30 seconds of research to determine they were cousins.
Yeah, right. So that works.
He and Kat, you're related.
Definitely believable.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not like, I'm going to stop there. I only did 30 seconds of research. Ellen DeGeneres is speaking out because.
Sort of.
Yeah, all right. Look, here's the deal. So I feel, you know, like Ellen DeGeneres, it was a very good kept secret. But if you knew some people high up in that industry, it was kind of known that she was not the friendliest person. But that's her whole thing, is she's super friendly, this and that. And don't get me wrong, super funny comedian. Give her credit for everything she built.
She's outstanding on the air. It's just apparently behind the scenes, she is a difficult person.
Right. So then, right, she kind of got found out, and then she was talking about the toxic culture. But again, kind of one of those apologies. It's not really an apology. And it's like, look, at the end of the day, the buck stops with you.
Well,
the problem is this. What I have heard, now I have heard that working on her show can be difficult, and I've heard that her producer, one of her producers, is a little difficult. But more specifically, the complaints I've heard for years, it's about her specifically. Right? And look, I don't care one way or another. It's not my problem. But it is in the news, and I've just heard that she's a difficult person. But her apology today, for lack of a better word, she doesn't take any responsibility for anything.
No.
You know, everything, she never mentions herself. You know what I mean? It's, I've tried to create this wonderful culture, blah, 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 blah. And apparently some of my employees aren't doing that. Well, they're not talking about some of your employees. They're talking about your ass.
Correct. And look, man, if we did something stupid and got fired, it would go to HR. Like, I just put a video cam in the toilet back there. But, if I get caught, I'll go to HR and they'll fire my ass in a heartbeat. And it won't be, and there could be a criminal complaint on that.
Sure.
You know, depending on what someone wants to do. There was a criminal complaint on her before she even, this was actually an investigation. So it wasn't like it had gone beyond HR. It had gone beyond the company. It was to an authority level. So they went in and started investigating her.
Her
again. Not their company. Either the feds or the state government said, as far as your working conditions and everything else, we aren't going to investigate because we've had so many complaints.
Sure.
So that's a different level.
But I will say though, look, her apology sucks, but also that's just par for the course. You know what I mean? There's all look, it is what it is. We live in a corporate place.
Sure.
And everybody, I mean, just mean the country. And there's always these kind of, sometimes I'm almost like, corporations just don't say a word. But to come out and go, well, we're going to look into it or we're going to do that.
So
she followed the same shtick.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's like business 101. Like, say something without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the opposite of a Nike campaign.
I was going to say, is that what it is?
That is the antithesis of a Nike campaign.
Right.
Dr. Fauci says it's surrealistic. It seems like a weird word.
He's a doctor.
Shouldn't he have just said surreal?
I always just say surreal.
But he's a doctor.
He is a doctor.
They can't help themselves.
It's surrealistic. He said, basically, he's saying it's super surreal. I'll break it down to normal person to talk. That Brad Pitt got an Emmy nomination for playing him on Saturday Night Live.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That is a little weird.
That is. But.
Can you? So he played Fauci on SNL.
Correct.
One episode.
And you can actually get nominated? Like, what is the category?
It's like a cameo thing.
Miles is exactly right.
Okay. Because I was like, damn, that's not a whole lot of work.
If I popped in on Larry David for one episode and I killed it, then I could maybe be nominated for that. It depends. Like, Ted Danson comes in and kills it, he'd be like.
Yeah, they have a best.
Yeah, but the difference is you suck as an actor. We saw you in the movie Blank.
I will say, the category generally is somebody that hosted or did something on SNL that wins.
Okay.
Because there's not too many other shows where a guest spot just shows up for an episode. This one's kind of funny, too. A ton of people use Con Air and The Sandlot as coping mechanisms during the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Sandlot, if you got kids, sure. Con Air, I mean, I've seen it. It was fine, but I don't need to see that movie again, you know?
Yeah, I will say The Sandlot.
Even though I'm in it.
The Sandlot, oddly, for a while when I was living in one house, that was the movie people used to chill. With
really?
The ladies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I was like, hey, like, I was like, it was just like, it was like code word, like, hey, I need the futon and Sandlot.
So right. You understood what's happening.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm with you. It always seemed odd. I
always use The Exorcist, but that's just me.
Just to get you ready.
Yeah. Wait till that head spins around.
The NBA returned last night with actual live games. I thought it looked great. Like the inside the arenas and stuff. Plus, I don't know. Maybe it's just NBA because, you know, if you grow up around basketball and stuff, you kind of get used to seeing AAU tournaments and this and that. So it didn't seem that crazy that the level was still high without people there.
Right.
Did you see where Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley were late to the pregame on TNT?
Yes.
They started the show without him. And then they finally got there. Like, I mean, they're all in the bubble.
But right, but how late were they?
I don't know what the deal was. I just know, like, for the first so many minutes, they were not on the set.
Well, they're not in a bubble.
Oh, they're not in a bubble.
No. They're still on their normal set. That's why they were so much farther apart.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. So they must have got they have a giant like screen that you can go up and mess with, but then if you go behind the screen, it puts them in the bubble.
Ah, okay.
Because Kenny Anderson kept doing it and he's like, "Look, I'm in the bubble." also they had Kevin Hart on the end of it, and Kevin Hart like put Kevin Hart. You guys know like Kevin
Hart?
You
said they had Kevin Hart on.
Oh, Jesus.
And they did. But just when you said it, I was like, all right, well, yeah. I knew he's into that. But.
You know, I was like Mike shot me this look. I'm like, why do you hate Kevin Hart? Sorry. Kevin, man, I love Kevin Hart. He is hilarious. And he's a massive NBA fan.
Yeah.
So, but when they cut to a man, he just starts right in. Right, and he's like, Shaq, like, what are you? He's like, could you guys get better suits? You haven't been on the air in days and stuff. Then they were getting on him about wearing a schmedium and this and that.
Schmedium.
Right? And then they were giving him crap because they were like, I thought you were supposed to be a millionaire. Like, you don't even have blinds on that house. And Kevin Hart just goes, you think I'm doing this in my house? I don't trust you. I don't trust you, Shaq. He's like, I'm at a buddy's house.
Right. And this is the difference, why that show is successful compared to, like, some NCAA before game thing where football, like, what Alabama's going to do is I got to make sure that they...
It's a very common thing in the sports world right now. And trust me, I love sports, right? I talk about it all the time. But I'm with you. I'd much rather at this point, and get it, I get it, your play-by-play guy is usually going to be a little more serious. But
sure.
But it's like, yeah, just having old coaches that are just like, this is the way it's done, this and that. Like, it doesn't... And those pregame shows are kind of tired. The NBA... I mean, look, even if you're not the biggest NBA fan, I'm telling you, the inside the NBA on TNT is awesome.
It's great.
It is hands like I sat there last night and was laughing out loud watching that.
You don't have to watch the game. That shows it could be not before a game and you'd still watch that show because it's entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's easily the best on set pre or post game show there is.
I can tell you right now, that's like, Good Morning Football strong. Yeah, got this team playing.
You know what? Good Morning Football's not bad.
It's hard to see because it's on before I would like to get up. But every once in a while when I catch it, I'm like, even if you don't like football, the hosts that they have, they know what they're talking about, but they're just loose, man. I'm like, this is actually a good show.
Do you think that it helps that it's on TNT and not on one of the networks?
Yes.
Because I mean, look, Strahan is a very personable person.
But not when he is on Fox.
Right, but when he has to do the pregame show, I feel like you got to put on that kind of like, all right, now we're doing pregame.
Yeah, the network is corporate, right? So even though, look, the networks own all the other cable channels. It's not that, but it's like when you're on the network set, that is your visit to the White House, right?
Yeah.
And then if you go on TNT, it's more like, we're just having a house party. It could still be the same players, right? You could have everyone in Congress, but you're partying at this point.
Well, Michael Strahan also leaves Good Morning America mode and goes into football mode. And I'm not sure he shouldn't just stay in Good Morning America mode.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he doesn't have to.
Don't forget about $25,000 pyramid mode.
Again, right, exactly. It's like, I'm going to shift into football guy. You don't need to. You just need to be yourself and be entertaining.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, right, because when you watch Inside the NBA, that's what those guys are doing.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They had a 5-minute bit with Kevin Hart. And I think, you know what I mean? I think Kevin Hart was just pimping Die Hart on Quibi or whatever. You know, like... So, obviously, he was there for a reason. But they didn't really talk hoops.
No.
They didn't do anything.
Exactly.
They played the clip to his thing. And then at the end, obviously, they all went, love you, dude, blah, blah, blah. Like, good to see you. You know, this and that. And I think for a lot of people, you know, seeing sports or I know some people have gone to some drive-in concerts or this and that. I think just with all the COVID stuff, like, people are just striving to feel some sense of normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not knowing what's going to happen.
It's surrealistic to
I think if
it is surrealistic.
I think if you're going to get into a sport right now, your best chance of watching the entire thing follow through to completion of the year is going to be NBA basketball based on the based on how they played this.
I would agree with that.
Well, because they're in a bubble.
Right.
Same thing with the NHL. The NHL's starting this weekend, if you like hockey, right? Right, exactly.
I am so excited. It's so stupid. I don't know, half of it's because they announced the Kraken, but also just lack of sports. I was doing all right for a while, but now I'm like, okay, man, I want to just sit down and watch something where I don't know how it ends.
Right. So the NHL's up in Canada. They're in two separate cities.
Uh-oh. Oh, nah, real close.
Don't risk it.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically have a bubble environment. So
yeah, they do.
They should be good.
It's a Canadian bubble. It has a little mullet on it, and it's covered in denim.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about the fact that today could have been opening day in a weird way. And Guns N' Roses in town this weekend. God. All these things that could have happened. I mean, I hope the Mariners get to play for the rest of the year, but there's no guarantee. Who knows?
Right. And baseball, like, it's great to see baseball back, but baseball is still traveling city to city.
And
like,
it shows.
Right. And they're not bubbling up.
Bubble up, mm-hmm. brother.
That one did over there. I can tell you right now, I don't have COVID. I can smell that a mile away.
Oh, man, I'm getting
it
nervous.
It was the smallest little fart. It just went.
It's a squeaker.
Those are the worst.
I am discovering that.
Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad.
Breaking Brad.
Go ahead. I'm Daniel Brad, you son
of
a bitch.
Do it. We'll get over Kevin Hart.
He released a video basically announcing that he did have COVID-19. You know, he said
he's in his 60s, too.
He had mild symptoms. He's doing okay, but he's been donating plasma because, you know, there's...
He needs the money. Just exactly. same reason we did.
Right, but... Right, you can help other people that have the virus. There's more stuff coming out about that. And, you know, donating blood, donating plasma... Always good things. Do they still give you a cookie?
I believe in one of the reasons.
Blood,
is,
they do. Yeah,
it's because
your energy level goes down, so they want like juice and a cookie.
And it helps for treatment. That's the whole idea. Is they're taking that plasma and then trying to figure out a way to kick it.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
But if you're going to watch some stuff this weekend, like drop the puck and get ready to. Hockey's back.
Finish
for real.
The rhyme.
Yeah. Right, hockey's back. Go enjoy.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The state of Rhode Island is now the happiest place on earth after sending tax refund checks signed by Mickey Mouse. Meanwhile, Florida man says he didn't know it was illegal to masturbate at other places than his house. We stay in Florida where a man with backpack of drugs thinks the best place to hide is in the fire station. Meanwhile, a man jumps into an aquarium at the zoo to swim with rare fish, my guess Caucasian. And bitches, it's a positive Friday. Time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we go to Florida, where a man was caught having a moment to himself. Parked outside of a Circle K, the man was spotted by an off-duty officer that noticed that he was sitting in his car, having at himself. She took down his information and sent it forward to dispatchers, who tracked him down. And as he was being arrested, he had a private yet recorded conversation where he revealed that he didn't know that masturbating in his car was against the law. He's been charged with exposure.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he knows.
Here's the thing. It has been well documented on this show that we don't understand how people could actually want to become a police officer because you will inevitably have to deal with naked people.
Correct.
Here's this off-duty officer who sees this guy inside of his car, nude, going after it. We're all having fun. Here, I'm going to send it to old Ricky over there, and he's going to take care of it.
I'm off duty.
Right.
I'm not dealing with this.
They went to his house, and he was there with his girlfriend and had to explain to his girlfriend why the cops are outside.
Exactly. Because he was watching porn in the Circle
K. Because I got horny before I got home, honey. And I took care of myself there.
Remember I told you my nickname's Jack? Yeah.
I really didn't stop off and pick some stuff up. I actually dropped some stuff off.
Just bad form on that off-duty officer. Now somebody else has to go take care of this.
Wouldn't you do it? Look, man, there's a couple of situations where I thought, all right, I'm a cop, all right? So remember Lorena Bobbitt, John Bobbitt.
Okay.
She cuts off his penis. According to her, she's driving down the road and throws it out the window. So it's on the side of the highway.
Right.
The cops had to show up and look for his penis.
Correct.
And I remember my father put it best. He said, even if I found it, they wouldn't know.
Right.
Like, I'm not picking that thing up.
But here's
you
the
see
thing.
It? Nope.
That's somebody else reporting it. Yeah. This is one where, while unsightly and you don't really want to have to deal with it, could have just maybe knocked on the door like, hey, dude, not here. Move along. And that's all he had to do. She actually went the next step and reported the guy.
And now the guy's at home, right.
Right. So. And now somebody has to deal with a naked man that otherwise probably wouldn't have had to.
We got reports that you were naked in your car masturbating.
Right.
Like, okay. Billy, go back inside. Hang on.
Moving on. In other news in Rhode Island, officials had to recall and apologize for over 170 stimulus checks that were given to people because they bore the wrong signature. Due to an oversight of not changing out the test signature on the printer, nearly 200 people received stimulus checks signed by either Walt Disney or Mickey Mouse.
I'd be happy if I got a check for that much money from either one of those two.
You bet.
Because I know they've taken that much money from me. Lifetime of movies, On Ice, The World, The Land.
Apparently the problem was, because I'm like, how in the hell does that even happen?
Right.
How is this a situation and even as the possibility? So apparently Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse's signature, I don't know if it's some kind of machine they have, but essentially they use those signatures as tests on dummy documents.
Right, yeah.
But unfortunately they put the real checks in there and like, oh.
And it makes perfect sense. I didn't think about it before, but you don't want to actually have, you know, like the governor signing a check that isn't actually supposed to go out anywhere
right.
to where now it's just a blank check. So you're going to use a dummy signature on the thing.
Listen, check shows up to my house. It's signed by Mickey Mouse. I have one question. Does it cash?
Right.
Right. That's, I don't care who signed it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we understand it's from the same source and the numbers are there and everything else, I mean, let me cash a check.
Exactly.
Because I don't even know who the treasurer is, and I don't care, and I live in Rhode Island.
I know who Mickey Mouse is.
I know the governor is, and that's about as far as it goes right. in state right. government. I know who my council member is. That's about it.
Back to Florida, where a man chose a bad hiding spot. The man was involved in a car accident and grabbed a bag from out of the car and fled the scene. He hid the backpack between two buildings and ran into the nearest building that he could hide in. Unfortunately for him, the building was a fire department, which eventually led to tracking the backpack down, which contained trafficking amounts of drugs. The man was arrested.
Of course he was. Dumbass.
Right. Mm-hmm. Double check where you're going, man. And he had everything, too.
At the... just of all the things.
We're not saying be a drug dealer, but if you're going to...
That's all we ever say. Like, we're not telling you to commit a crime, but if you're going to commit a crime, can you at least try to be kind of savvy?
Right. Put an effort at your job.
We're still all human beings, and you make us look bad.
Over in Detroit, police had a run-in with a man caught in the wrong century. Police noticed a man swinging a 32-inch sword in the middle of an intersection and intervened. They asked the man multiple times to drop the sword, but instead he charged the officers. After the failure of a taser and the suspect throwing a dagger at officers,
Jesus.
Injuring one below the right eye.
Wow.
Police used lethal force and brought the man down. The injured officer is being treated.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble every time.
Swords right. and machetes yeah. making a big comeback here these days.
It really is.
They really
man.
Are, man. That guy decapitated his landlord the other
right.
day with a sword. We get machete stories at least once, twice a week, man.
And who just has a dagger that he can throw at
right.
an officer
yeah.
with that kind of precision?
That's
that
the
guy.
Key there, a dagger. Like,
right.
What is he, like a prince or something?
Exactly.
Right? Like a dagger is like a small sword. Like
yeah.
I feel like you, like it's like in Gladiator when he got stabbed right
exactly.
before he went out there.
Spoiler alert, Ted.
All right.
People don't know that happens.
Yeah,
it's a great
I'm not
going
to watch that tonight.
I'm with you, though. Who just has a dagger?
I don't know.
And then he actually threw it at the guy's eye.
Maybe it was Dick Vitale. Dagger, baby!
Facebook does the work for us again. A man has been charged after a stunt in Sydney. The man was photographed and filmed at the Sydney Zoo, jumping into the aquarium and swimming in the tank. Afterwards, he posted the photos onto Facebook, which was instrumental in helping authorities track him down, and he was charged with multiple offenses.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. You know what? There's a reason no one swims in the ocean. Because you'll do some harm to the rare fish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people swim in the ocean.
He just jumped in for like 30 seconds and got out.
Right.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. That's where the fish typically live.
I mean, I'm with you, but they're also very undisturbed fish.
Yeah.
It's a small enclosure.
Maybe those are like the exciting thing of the, you know, 2020 has probably been a bad year for them too. They're like, all right, got somebody
in
here.
Dude, I saw one of those fish like on a couch talking. They're very disturbed.
Are they?
True.
Yeah.
They're having a tough year, man.
A lot of stuff.
He didn't pee in the pool.
A lot of repressed memories came back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just stack it on 2020. Now a human's jumping in the tank.
I don't think they need to scrub the whole thing down or anything.
I don't know what happened. It was 2020.
More people acting badly. We go to Florida, where a man took matters into his own hands. Well, in the hotel lobby, the man noticed a mother and child sitting on a couch together, minding their own business. Damn it, Ted. He made his way over and informed the pair that they were not social distancing properly from each other before making his way to the lobby desk. The mother overheard the man saying that he would, quote, take care of it before pulling out a handgun and firing 4 warning shots.
What?
Wow.
Police were called and he was arrested, where he told them that he thought that he was being followed by someone, and he had also asked the front desk to call 911 before he fired said warning shots. So that makes it better.
He's crazy.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.